With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's labor secretary is leaving the cabinet amid multiple allegations of misconduct. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House announced the departure of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Reamer, the third Trump cabinet member to be removed in the last few weeks. She has been under investigation for a series of allegations, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking alcohol on the job. At least four other Labor Department officials have already been forced from their jobs during the internal investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket company encountered a failed launch with the New Glenn rocket.
Rocket blasted off from Florida Sunday. Blue Origin says a bad engine left a satellite in the wrong orbit, dooming it. The recycled first stage booster performed well, landing on an ocean barge several minutes into the flight. But the upper stage was unable to put the satellites into a high enough orbit. New Glenn launches are on hold until Blue Origin and the Federal Aviation Administration complete their investigation. NASA is counting on New Glenn to launch lunar landers for the Artemis moon program. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump is defending his Iran war strategy, attacking critics and skeptics on Monday as traitors all, after a second round of talks with Iran was thrown into doubt by the U.S. Navy's seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship near the Strait of Hormuz. It was the first such interception since the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports began last week, and Iran's military vowed to respond. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 4 points, the Nasdaq dropped 84, the S&P lower by 18. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers win a court battle in Oregon. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A federal judge has ruled that Oregon Right to Life does not have to include coverage for abortion in its employee health insurance plan. State lawmakers passed a measure back in 2017 that enacted such a requirement with an exemption for religious organizations. When Oregon Right to Life applied, it was rejected as not religious enough. The organization is calling the ruling a victory for all pro-life Oregonians. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's young men diverge from young women on some important moral questions. The Pew Research Center reports about 4 in 10 men under 30 say divorce is morally wrong, compared to only about 2 in 10 young women. Even more men under 30, about half, say abortion is morally wrong. That's compared to only about 1/3 of women the same age. This is SRN News. Thousands of survivors of California's devastating Eaton Fire could face hefty tax bills.
They've been getting settlements from the utility accused of causing the fire. However, they now face the possibility of the payments being taxed as income. That could take a big chunk of the money, could also affect eligibility for government benefits. The news is causing confusion and panic among survivors. A bipartisan House bill aims to extend tax relief for wildfire-related compensation, but the bill's future is uncertain. Rich Thomason reporting.
Searchers from several countries are scouring the Pacific near the northern Mariana Islands for 6 crew members from the cargo ship Mariana that overturned during a typhoon that tore through the U.S. territory. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.